Okay, boys, and today's daf is daf Memches. We're holding in roughly five lines from the top of the Amud, where you have the Simen in the parentheses, Simen Kofa Nafshe, Dachtziva Nechisa Di Umna. What is this all about? You recall that we are in the middle of a sugya. We started yesterday towards the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, roughly 10 lines from the bottom. Itmar Ha'oirig Beged Lemes. If you have someone who went and wove tachrichin for a mace, what's the din with those tachrichin? Even before you use the tachrichin to actually clothe the mace, Abaye says they're already osir bahanoah. Rava says no, they're still mutter bahanoah. Once the mace is wearing the tachrichin, of course it's osir because of the tashmishei hames, and we learned yesterday from the shom from Eglarufa, as well as from Avodis Chachovim. Once the person is actually using them, they're certainly osir bahanoah. The shaila is, the person has not started wearing them yet, but rather they just had hazmona. They're being prepared for that mess. Oh, machlikas abaye v'rova, abaye holds hazmona milzehi, ra'ova omar, hazmona lav milzehi. And that's what we're going to discuss now. We're going to try to bring numerous rayas back and forth with gabi this halacha. Meisvei, about six lines from the top. Kofa shehi shehu tami medris venos nosoi lisefer tohoir min ha medris avotome maga medris. It's another gear, so avotome tome mess. What is this all about? We're talking about a lady that has a kofa. Kofa is, they call it in Yiddish a shawl. Maybe in English, maybe that's a shawl. A very large type of...
They call it a kerchief.
A kerchief, great.
Or a scarf.
A scarf, very good. But we're talking about not a small little thing, we're talking about something on a larger scale, which, although she's been wearing it now for a while, and it is a type of shawl, scarf, kerchief, what have you, that you can go and fold up and use either as a pillow and or to go and use as a cushion on a chair or a hard bench. Therefore, it has a din of tumas medris. Medris means any type of thing which is ro'oi for purposes of mishkev or moishev, as well as you don't say amoid v'nasa malachteinu, because people use it, women that have that type of shawl, they use it occasionally if they are tired and they want to go and use it as a headrest, as a cushion, pillow, perhaps as a cushion on their seat. So it has a din of tumas medris. Tumas Medris is very, very chomor, because although the woman herself, she might, for instance, be a zavala mashal, and therefore that would cause the shal to become tame. Normally, a zav is a din of an abatuma, and then the shal would have a din of a rishon l'tum. As a rishon l'tum, it can only be metame, oichlin mashkin, and not odin v'kelim. However, there's a special din legabi mishkev moishev tumas medris that it has the din of an avatuma, and it's matama even odom v'kelim. So that initially it was tami tumas medris. However, she decided one day, I already have enough shawls, enough scarves, enough kerchiefs, and she's now going to use it for a sefer Torah. What means for a sefer Torah? Particularly in the Yekesha community, you may know there's something known as a vimple. What's a vimple? It's much more elaborate than the gartel that we put around our Sifri Torah when we go and do Hagba Glila. And it's something that you wind around it a few times and you stick it in. What have you. Anyway, so this kofa, this type of shawl, was now being adopted and dedicated for that purpose for a Sefer Torah. What does it say in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim? As soon as she did that, Tor min ha-medris. No longer can be makabel tumas medris because it's no longer going to be used for anyone to sit on or to use as a cushion. Because you're using it now for sefer Torah. If anybody wanted to go and sit on it or put their head on it, we would say, amoid v'nasa malachteinu. Get off. We need it. We have to put it around the sefer Torah. So from that point on, it's already tohar min medris. Avol tomei, it retains the din of Maga Medris. What is that Maga Medris? So Rashi explains that because at one time it was Tumas Medris because it was previously used by this lady for a shawl, for a kerchief, although that Tumas Medris falls away because now it's being dedicated for the Sefer Torah, however, the Tumas Maga Medris, meaning that it touched itself, that tumah remains, so it's no longer a din of an avatumah. That is a din of a rishon l'tumah, and therefore it can only be metame mekamel abo oichlin u mashkin. Anyway, what do I see from that Mishnah Masechtas Kelim? That as soon as Nasai, when she dedicated it for the Sefer Torah, even before it was used, it's a return in a medras. Is the Chayra Raya to Abaya that has Mona Milti Ishver on Rava. And for Rava, Eima, just add one word. Don't say Venas Nasai the Sefer, but Eima Venas Nasai Vikar Chasai. That not only was it dedicated for purposes of Sefer Torah, but we've actually started using it for Sefer Torah. Oh, so it's not just Hazmana, now we're actually using it. If that's the case, why don't we just simply say, Karchasai l'sefer, without any Hazmana. She didn't say Hinni Muchana Mzuman, she didn't dedicate it with a ceremony. She just took off the shawl and said, here, Rabbi, say, use it for the Sefer Torah. And they used it, and we're done. So you don't need the Nas Nasai. So to go, if you're telling me Nas Nasai is an important aspect, then it's good. It says Nas Nasai, Karchasai. But according to Rava, that the Hazmon is La Milti is Gunish, so just say Karchasai, we're done. So Kimar Kirav Chizda, Yom Rav Chizda, Hay Sudra, the Azmani, the Meitzer Beit Tvilin, Vitzar Beit Tvilin, Osir, the Meitzer Beit Pshiti. But Azmani, Vilay Tzarbei, Tzarbei, Vilay Azmani, Shari, the Meitzer Beit Pshiti. What did Rav Chizda say? Rav Chizda said that for a Sudr, Sudr is also a form of kerchief, and now we have changed its usage from that of a kerchief, and we're making it now into the equivalent of a Tvilin Beitel, like all the Tvilin Beitelich that we all have. How did they do it? So presumably they made some nice pouch out of it, and they put the tefillin in there. So now this sudr, the azmane, which is a lotion of hazmana, that they prepared it. In other words, they went and reformulated it, so now it is now in the form of a baitel of sorts. Lemeitzer beit tefillin, to go and put the tefillin in, to put it aside. Vitzor beit tefillin, and we've actually used it for that purpose. So we've now taken the sudr, we've repurposed it by, number one, being mazminit lemeitzer beit tefillin, whatever one needs to do to form a baitel out of that sudr, and we've actually used it for the tefillin. So we have both the azmane vitzarbe, which is similar to the case of this kafa, where it was nasnasei vikorchosei, dedication plus actually using it for the tefillin the first time. From this point on, it gets a special kedushin, osur lemeitzer beit pshiti. Don't put in coins and use it as a wallet. From now on, it's got to be used for the tefillin. But says Rav Chizda, what happens with azmane v'loy tzarbe, just hazmana alone, or tzarbe v'loy azmane, they put the tefillin in, but they never dedicated it for the tefillin, so therefore it was only put in bi'akroi, the person is traveling, and therefore he needed to put his tefillin in something. Oh, I have a good idea. I have this extra sudr in which I can go and put in my tefillin, and afterwards, when the trip is over, I'll use it again for a regular sudr. So it was Tzor Bevelei Azman, he didn't dedicate it. Then in both of those cases, Shari Lemeitzer Beib Shiti, you can use it as a wallet or for Divrei Chol. Ah, so therefore, Rava says, I hold like Rav Chizda, and that Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim also holds like Rav Chizda, that Nos Nosai, which is only Hazmana alone, it would still have the din of Tumas Medris. It's still the old kafa that it was before. If it was just Karchosai, it was used for the Sefer Torah, perhaps one day the gartel broke and we need something to put around the Sefer Torah, so a lady lent her kafa, that shawl, to go and use it as a gartel of sorts. Also Gunish, it's still Tumas Medris. If it's Nas Nasi, the Karchosai, like the case of the Tefillin Baitel, where the Sudr was number one, dedicated for this singular purpose to go and use now as a Tefillin Baitel. And we actually put the Tefillin in. From this point on, you cannot use it for Chol, like putting in money. On the other hand, if it was only one of the two, then that doesn't cause it to change its original character. So that's why the Mishnah there has to say, according to Rabbah, however, and Azmane Avagav the Loy Tzarbe. So now, according to Abaye, Hazmon is a Miltzahi, and therefore, if I dedicated this Suda for purposes of Tfilin, even though I didn't put any Tfilin in yet, I can no longer use it for a wallet. I can't change my mind. Oh, I got a nicer one, a better one, which is nicely embroidered with my name on it. It says Tfilin and big Oisi. No. Once Azmane, Avgav Leitzarbe, now it becomes Osir to put in Pshiti. However, Rabbi agrees that Tzarbe, if it actually was used for purposes of Tfilin, at least once or whatever, Azmanayin. If, in fact, you did not only a tzarbe, but also azmanas, you had both azmanay v'tzarbe, then I agree with you that it gets an iser to go and put in at any pshita. You can't use it now for a wallet. However, iloy azmanay, but if you didn't do any hazmana, loy, you can still use it for a wallet. But I put my tefillin in. Isn't that even greater than yes, hazmana? Says Rashi, because we say he put it in bakroi ba'alma. That day he was missing his tefillin baitel, or he sent it back to the seamstress to go and put in some stitches because unfortunately it was falling apart. The zipper broke or whatever. So temporarily for a day or two, he used this suda, but he didn't dedicate it for that purpose. He just did it bakroi ba'alma. Therefore, it does not get at the status of something which you could no longer use for pshiti, for chol purposes. So according to Chiz, it has to be both azmanay and tzarei. And Abaye says hazmon is ready enough. But if it was tzarbe v'le'azmanay, then it depends whether what the situation was, because if you can say akroi ba'alma, it does not get any special kiddushin. Toshima. So now let's talk about, unfortunately, once again, about matzevis and about kvarim. Nefesh shebenoi l'shem chai. What happens if you build a nefesh? Nefesh means to go and build a matzeva for someone who is alive. In other words, nobody has passed away, and you're putting it there that if chas v'sholom, someone will pass away, either a particular individual or just anybody. So they already put up a matzeva. You see this even today sometimes if you go into Batei Chaim, especially if you have a husband and wife that are buried together. Sometimes they have a common tombstone, and then on one side it says, Point Nikbar, Yankel Ben Beryl, the Zuchrein Levruchim, whatever, with all the shvachim. And the other side, it's just empty. Sometimes they'll say reserved. And the reserved is for the wife who, Baruch Hashem, is still alive. Or vice versa, the wife and then the husband's still alive. Anyway, so Nefesh Shebenoi L'Shem Chai, they built a Gamtza Matzeva for someone who is still alive, but to Benoah. Because the only din of Israel Noah attaches after the person, Rahman al-Salam, passes away. If you remember, if you go back to the Oireg Beged on the bottom of the Amid, it said the Oireg Beged Lemeis. Remember, the person already passed away, and Rashi said, the Acher Shemeis. He already passed away. So that Hazmana, post-mortem, says Abaya, that's already enough to make it Osir Ba'Noah, even though it hasn't been used yet for the Meis. However, if it's Oireg Lechai, then there's no problem, because Baruch Hashem, everybody's alive and kicking, then there's no din of Israel. So, what happens now? Someone passed away, and they decided not to just to go and bury the mess in that grave, but first they added a dimus. A dimus means a layer of additional bricks or insulation or whatever to this caver. So they added dimus echad, and now it was l'shem mess. Ooh, l'shem mess is osir banah. So what do I see? The chayra raya to Abaye, that all you need is hazmana. Nobody has been buried in this nefesh or in this grave yet. Rather, we're still waiting. But in this, since already the dimas echad shemes, it's already also banah. What did I do? I just built this additional dimas. But the maisa, there's no mess in it yet. Why is it already also banah? Is the chayra hazmana milti a raya to Abaye kasha on rava? Even though it didn't mention anything in this price, but it means that we already buried the mess. No, you buried the mess, so then everything becomes osabana. So what do you have to talk about dafka? There was moisim by dimas la'achr shemais, even if there was no extra dimas, it was a nefesh benoy l'shem chai, as long as a person is alive, it's mutabana. But after he passed away and you buried the mess inside this grave and you have this tombstone now, the Chabad becomes Osir Bana. What do we even have to talk about being Moisev Adimus? The Moisev Adimus is coming to you, Hilchois Hazmana. But based on what you're saying, that they buried the mason, you don't need to talk about Hazmana anymore. Oh, it's talking about that after they buried the mess there for a period of time, then Panya, that they disinterred the mess and moved it over somewhere else. Oh, so what is the Chiddush? What is he trying to tell you? What he's trying to tell you is that Sol Kedai Techemina, since we remove the mess, and normally you now let it go and disinter Mesim unless you have a good reason for it. Or when you buried him initially, it was Almanas, Altanai, to go and be Mefana. We had that, unfortunately, in COVID, and a fair number of individuals. Take, for instance, we had Rami Cohen, Zechrein Levracha. Rami Cohen was a very well-known moyel, lovely person who lived in Brooklyn. And COVID hit. No, let's go back. about 30 or 40 years ago, he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he decided to go and buy a mokim on Har HaZeisim. And he spoke to the Zvila Rebbe at that time, and the Zvila Rebbe was known as a great Kaddosh, and he told him that he's planning to go and buy this kever on Har HaZeisim. So he said to him, why are you doing that? He wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He says, how do you know that you'll be able to go and be buried on Har HaZeisim when you pass away? So Rami Cohen, when he heard that from the Rebbe, he looked at him, you know, kind of strange. Well, what's the problem? What's the issue? You know, fortunately, people...
Did he have offspring?
Unfortunately, he had no children. So, anyway, so the bottom line is that at that time, everybody thought there was a very strange comment. Who knows, you'd be able to bury an Arzaisim at that time. But, well, anyway, he was one of the early victims, Nebuch, of the COVID. Rahman al-Islam, he passed away. And there were no flights to Eretz Yisrael at the time, and there was no way to get the body to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they had to bury him temporarily here in New York, and then after 6 months or whatever, then they were able to disinter the body and move to Har HaZeisim. So there was, so number one, if you are bury al-menas lefanis, like you said, metatanai, that it's okay. And number two, when Rebbe say things, you holy people don't dismiss it out of hand. He had a premonition that it might be promised. Anyway, so what happened over here was, it was a mess that was buried here temporarily, Amanas Lefanais, and eventually they were Mefanait. So what does it come to tell you? That Solkadai Techamina, that now the Tumah would leave, since the whole purpose was just to go and bury him temporarily, Kamash Malon, I say Tumah, that the Hanoa, would the Isra Hanoa would leave, and it'll become now Mutter Banoa, Kamash Malon, since he was Hoisev by Dimos, then, as well as that the mess was buried there temporarily, the combination of those two, we don't say it was just a burial bi akroi ba'alma, like putting in the tefillin in that baitul ba'akroi. We go and say that the Isra HaNoah remains.
And they put the Dimos on for...
The probably just,
when they were burying originally.
Exactly. It says originally just made a nevesh. When the person passed away, they added a Dimos. Why did they add the Dimos? Maybe the dimensions of the grave were such that you had to go and add insulation on top, on the bottom. Maybe the body was smaller than they expected. Whatever, the Gemara doesn't go into all the details.
They want to take out the reserved.
Want to take out the reserves?
No, it said reserved.
Reserved.
And they had to add a Dimos to cover that, because it's no longer reserved.
Oh, very good. Beautiful. Shkoyach. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so Gemara Vaita says we have no raya, like Gabi has one, and we'll see or not. Omrav from Bapapa, Omrav Chizda, im hoyemakiroi choltsoi umutre. Says Rav Chizda, have an eitzah for you. The whole reason why this nefesh, this whole grave and everything became osiba no, is because it was hoise by dimus li acher shemes. And therefore, it's hazmona milzi according to Abaya. I have a good idea. After they were mafana the mess, so now the whole grave is now empty, go and remove that additional dimus that was added post-mortem. All you're going to be left with is the original nefesh benoi l'shem chai. That's mutar bano. Therefore, you can go and remove the isra'no by removing that additional hoisev boi dimus. So we took out the body. So therefore, there's no problem of being meshamshe the mess, because the mess is shenishdu. It was only buried there by kroi ba'alma, al-menas to be mafana. Now, but I have that dimus that was made l'shem mess. That in itself has one milzi according to Abaye. So Rav Chizda, we can undo that by removing that dimus echad. Toshima, a chuitziv kever l'over. A person went and dug out a kever for his father, Rahman al-Islam. V'holach v'kovroi b'kever acher. And eventually they didn't use that plot. They used another plot for whatever reason. What's the din? Harizel v'kover b'yam l'omis. Don't go and use it for anybody else ever again. And we're talking about that when the son dug it out, the father had already passed on. So l'choyra have a raya from Abaya, or raya to Abaya, that has mona milzi, and that's why it remains in Isra. No, nobody can be buried in it. So, is achshver on Rava. Everything ma'hosam ishim covered aviv. That's a special din. It's not al Isra Hanodik. Really, there is no Isra Hanod. But since originally they went, and they did it for the father, to allow somebody else to go and be buried in that gravesite that was supposed to be for the father, it's some sort of bizoyin for the father, that people, oh, yeah, I remember this was supposed to be for Yanko Smith, and they didn't do it for somebody else. It kind of is a little bit of shame or humiliation, which is attached to something like that. But nothing to do with Isra Hanod. So therefore, it's nishver on Rava. The reason don't use it is all it's covered up. Achanam Nistavra. And don't think that this happens to be somewhat far-fetched. No, this is the real pshat. It's only safer. What does it say in the safe of that same price? Rabbi Shimon Gamli Loimer, Afa Choytsev Avonim Li Oviv, V'holach V'kovri B'mokamacher, Harizeh Lo Yikovri Behen Oilomis. Someone who is Choytsev Avonim. Choytsev Avonim means to go and dig out the stones from the quarry for purposes of making that into a matzeva, or making that into a catacomb, or whatever it is. And we didn't use those avonim. Those avonim remained untouched. They were originally for his father, but they weren't used, and they were in fact koivrim somewhere else. As the kovr ben alomis, don't use those stones in the future. So iamis bishloim mishim kovet of. If you can tell me that these stones were dedicated for his father and not going to be for somebody else, shaper, then I can understand why it attaches this leikovr ben alomis, this iser. Iamis mishim hazmon. If you can tell me outside hazmonim milzi. Tovili Ariga Miiklamandi Yomar. If you're doing a real premature step in the process and in the weaving of Tachrichen, would Abaya hold as one milzi? The woman is Tovili Ariga. Ariga means that you have the fabric or the thread and the strands, and now you are weaving it all together into a begin. What happens if you're stepping back in an earlier stage that we have now the linen threads? As you know, tachrichim is typically made out of linen, and now we just have the threads. And now we're starting to, or we don't even have the threads, we have the original raw linen, which we're now processing into threads. Would Abaya hold, if you're going to go and process this linen into threads, then it already becomes osir banoah, because hazman and milzi. That's too early on in the process. If you really wanted to go to the nth degree, then you would go and say, since I own flax seeds, and I'm going to plant those flax seeds to become flax. And then from the flax, I'm going to have to soak it in a special whatever, a tannery, whatever, wherever they process these things, for 2 or 3 weeks, until the flax now subsides, and now it becomes linen, and then from the linen, I'm going to do whatever processing to make the linen strands and threads. So already the flax seeds are already going to be awesome when I put them into the ground, because it's one of milzi. Come on. It's got to be at least some close connection to the finished product. So therefore, Zokti Yomara, just like the machloike between Abaye v'Rav is only the gabe, the oireg begalameis, but not the person who's manufacturing the threads of linen for purposes of the Ariga. Avada, at that point, even if you have in mind to use the Tachrichim, it would not become osir, even according to Abaye. So here too, when you are choytsev avonim li'oviv, all you did was you removed some stones from the quarry, and you had in mind for your father, that certainly if you had in mind for another mess, that would be gunished, because that's still the preliminary, premature stage. It's afterwards when I bring all the stones here, and then we go and form a grave, and then we put the stones in the grave, or we make a tombstone out of it, or a tzeiva, whatever it happens to be. So therefore says the Gemara, that's the raya that we're not talking about Hazmana Milza, we're talking about Alz Kibid Af. Toshima, Kever Chodosh Mutabana. You have a brand new kever that you dug out, and Rashi says, Solkadaitech Afilu Zimnoi Lemes. In other words, somebody never passed away, and we just dug out a brand new kever, intending it for that individual. It's Dval Mutabana. Oh, so that sounds very much like Rava. Even though we have Zmana, Zmanalav Milzi, he's Gunish. That's why it's Mutabana. It'll be Nefil, but once you put into a mess, you put a Nefil, Osabana becomes Osabana. Hitl Inlay, Hitl Lai. Is the Harai to Rava, Akasha on Abaya. Everyone who had the Nafka of the Loi Hitl, even without putting in the Nefil, it's already going to become Osabana. Really? It said that Keva Chodesh Mutabana. What are you telling me, Hitl by Nefil? Only even without Mulafukim and Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Omar Ein Nefalim Tfisas HaKever. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that a nefil is not like a regular human being that Chas V'Shalom passes away and that you bury, because a nefil was a miscarried fetus or a fetus that was born dead.
Doesn't survive 30 days.
Didn't survive 30 days, and so therefore it doesn't have that same. We have the same idea of a Gabi Hilchas Avelis, that if a child passes away within the first 30 days of his or her lifetime, then the parents and siblings do not sit Avelis. It's considered to be that this child was never a viable
Ben Kayama,
a viable individual, and therefore doesn't have the status of a human being. So therefore, Gondor Shem Gamliel says, even though you put the Nefil in, doesn't have a din of Tzitzis Kever, there's no Isser Hanoh. You know when the Isser Hanoh happens. Dafka, if you went and buried a regular individual, but not a nephil. Ah, so that's what this price is coming to tell us. So therefore, the kever chodesh mutar banor, we're now changing our minds. We're not talking about that it was for a mess. We're talking about that it was for an odam chai, and that's why it's mutar banor. Now, if hitl by nephil, if you put the nephil in, makes no difference what your hazmana was with for a chai or for a mess. But now that you put in the nephil, it's also banor. Ah, so the more wanted to go and bring a raya, hitl in le hitl light, that without the putting in of the nephil, it remains mutar banor. Because it's for a chai and not for a mace. So what's the whole chiddush that you put in a mace that it becomes osur banor? Oh, lafukim rishim gamliel that says the nephilim don't make isra. No, kamashul in this brisa, even a nephil does cause isra hanu. Toshima, moiser amesim la mesim, moiser hames li yorshav. Moiser amesim is talking about an unfortunate situation where we need to go and collect funds. Nebuch to go and bury individuals who were penniless and didn't have enough money to even support Nebuch the digging of a grave and buying tachrichim and all the funeral expenses, etc. So what do? They went and collected funds. So Moisra Mesim means that there was a communal fund on behalf of Nebuch, all the people that are poor and they cannot afford it, and they collected a normal average year, they need $5,000 for their Mesim, and they collected, Baruch Hashem, $6,000. So what do you do with the extra money? I don't need it for the Mesim. We buried all of them in Nebuch, and now there's extra funds. So then, the Mesim, leave it for future Mesim. Unfortunately, this is the type of thing that happens from time to time. Put it in a trust account, an escrow account, and Chas V'Shalom, if another poor person passes away, we'll use it in the future. Moisra Meis, what happens if you collected the funds for a particular individual? What's the din? Then, if you didn't need all of those funds, right, they heard Nebuch Yanko Schmidt, but unfortunately, a poor person, they only needed $5,000 to bury, and they collected $6,000. What do you do with the extra $1,000? You give it to the Yoshua, you give it to the Mess's children. Aha. So now, what do I see from this? That even though you were mazmin these funds for a mess, they don't become osur banor. You go and give it to the Yoshim, to Rava against Abai that has money. Lav milzi. Every mara hakamai skin should go with mechaim. We're talking about that they collected these funds when the person was still alive. This Yankel Schmidt had never been in a coma for 6 months or whatever. The doctor said it's any day now, but it still took six months. And in the meantime, all the wonderful people in the community said, but Nebuch, he doesn't have any money, how are we going to bury him? So they already collected the funds when he was still alive. Oh, he's still alive, then kuli al moida that has money la milzi, because he was still alive. For Eitimara, that's a nice pshat in that price, but I have another price, actually, a Mishnah. Holeitani hachi, that's not in the Mishnah. Moisra meisel meisim, like we said before. Moisra meisel yarshav, however, v'tani alo, now the price adds keitzad. Gov le meisim stam, zehu moisra meisel meisim. We didn't identify any particular meisim. This was Nebuch, a special project of the Chevra Kadisha or whatever, that during the year we always have 2, 3, 4, 5 meisim, whatever it is, and we need extra funds to who are aniyim, and therefore we have to go and collect an extra funds for them. So even though there was an extra amount left over at the end of the year, leave it for future meisim. However, gavu le meisim, they were going for a particular mess. Oh, this is not for chayim. This is for a mess. Zeh moisa mess li yarshav. Oh, so it says very clearly that even though they were mazmin these funds for a mess, you can give it to the yarshim. There's no iser hana'a. L'choyra raya tu rova. Akasha on abayam. Freitim of the Tanakh. You just brought me a raya from the Tanakhama of this Mishnah. And now we have two other mandiyamrim. Who are those? Remeir and Reb Nosson. Eim a sefer. Remeir oimer lo yigabhen. Any extra funds, don't touch. At Shiyovi Eliyo. Until Eliyo Novi comes, and he'll tell us what to do with the funds. In the meantime, leave them in limbo. Reb Nosson oimer, yasenu dimus al kivroi oizi lefnei mitosai. You're telling me that there are extra funds for this mess, Rachmon Litzlan. You ready? Had the whole funeral service, and you already dug out the grave, and you buried him at Tachrichim and everything, you still had money left over. So then go and do something extra for the mess. Don't give it to the Arshim. Don't put it away, says Rameir, like Rameir said, in limbo, but rather use it for that mess himself. How can he use it for the mess himself? Until now, he only had a grave marker. Make for him a matzeva. If he had a matzeva, make a larger matzeva. Go and do zilif. Go and pour out some nice smelling scents before the mita, so that gives it a nice scent, etc. You know, use it for the niftar. Make something, make a more elaborate funeral. So what do I see from this? I see now that I have a three-way machloikis, legabe money that was collected for a mess. What do you do with those funds? According to Tanakama, they're mutter. You can give them to the Yarshim. According to the mayor, I don't know. Leave it at Yevelio. According to Rimnasin, you can only use it for the mess and for nobody else, and therefore yes, Anadimus or Zilov. So now talk to you. So how do Abai and Rava address these three mandiyam? El Abai Mitar Satami, but Rava Mitar Satami. Abai Mitar Satami. Kuliyama, everybody holds. Hasmana Miltzi. Once you master for a mess, it's all over. Oy bazoi, Tanakama sover de chozi le. When they collected the funds for the mess, the purpose of collecting the funds was for his burial expenses. If they didn't need the money for their burial expenses, these are surplus funds, they never became muzman for this purpose, because hazmana miltzi only attaches to what you need. What you don't need doesn't become. Take for instance our tachrichim case. What happens if they made too many tachrichim and the chevra kedusha says, you know, you overdid it, you don't really need those. So the chayra, the gemara would hold, like we're just saying now, the chazilei tafis, if he doesn't need it, it doesn't get that tvisas. That tvisas isser.
Shkarech. It's like if you dedicate certain properties for to the Beis Hamikdash, if it's roy the mizbeach, then it goes to that classification.
Uh-huh.
If it's not, let's say it's a
bamitz meah.
Then it goes. Right.
So it goes to
Merkabat. It finds its own category.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The difference here is all the same min. The difference here is it's not, these are not balimumim and tzmimim. These are, it's all money, it's all tachrich, and it's all the same.
Yeah,
it's
like,
there's another difference as well, because in the case of Brother Shai is saying,
it's unlimited.
Number one. Number two, even if it doesn't get Kedushas Mizbeach, but it does get Kedushas Berikabayas.
Right.
So you have to be pointed, or the Berikabayas, the Gizwar, if it can use it, it'll hold on to it. Here we're saying is that you have extra funds.
It's completely mutter.
Those extra funds are totally mutter, and that's why you can give it to the Yarshim. They can use it, because there's no Isser, Kedusha, or anything else which attaches to it. Only attaches to what you need, the Chazilei. The Chazilei Tofes. Loi Tofes. So that's the Tanakhama. For me, Mesapkele, Itofes, Loi Tofes. For me, it says, you know, the point that the Tanakame made is a very good point. I'm not sure if I agree. I don't know. Wait for Leo. You can manage your Leo. Or Nasim Shitale. Devale Tofes. What do you mean? I collected from Mr. Schmidt, and if he didn't need the funds, it makes no difference. He does need it. Doesn't need it. We dedicated these funds for the special Yankel Schmidt burial fund. So Devale Tofes. That's why you have to use it, continue using it for Yankel Smith, whichever way you want to use it, whether it make a larger matzeva, make an oil on top, you know, or you use it for the keper, use it for him. So this is according to Bai that holds us money. Milzi, Pravav Matar Sultame. Kuli Almazmana, love Milzi. Tanakama Savar, Kibozule. So therefore, according to Tanakama, what's the svar about that Moiser had the extra monies? So Kibozule, Achule, Mochul, Ziluse Gabi Yarshim. What does all that mean? That means is that since we collected the funds, and that person was never even still alive, or passed away, but it's a bizoyin Nebuch for an individual to go and collect funds for him that he didn't even have enough money to go and bury himself. Such an oni ve'evyon. Can you imagine? Not only didn't he have enough money when he was alive, he doesn't even have enough money Nebuch to die, to go and be buried. So this is, of course, a bizoyin that people had to collect funds, but what can you do? So achuli mochel ziluse gabi yorshin. That person in the cave, the person who passed away, were you to ask him, Were he be able to answer, he would say, Nebuch, this vizyonis have already occurred. I've already been humiliated by the fact that people had to collect funds. You know, that's life. But I'm now moichel that mizoyin gabi yarshim, that whatever is left over, give it to the yarshim. Fremei mesapkele, imochel loy mochel. I don't know that a person's moichel. He might say, you know, what was needed for me, but the extra funds which are not needed, give it back and refund them, use it for something else. He's not moichel. You bought it. You collected the funds for me, not for my kids. Therefore, each one interprets the machloikis lefi shitosai. So again, we don't have a concrete raya one way or the other. So we continue on to our Shemai. This is a terrible situation where Nebuch's parents are burying a child, Rahman al-Islam, and they are beside themselves. And what they say is because of the love and affection that they had, Nebuch, for the child, the Nifter or the Nifteres, the Mezarkin by Kalim, they're taking off their own clothing, like their own cloaks, their own jackets, whatever, and they're throwing it on top of the Nifter or the Nifteres. Mitzvah l'achirim l'hatzilan. Anybody who sees this going on, obviously the parents are doing that because they're so distraught, they're so depressed, they're so distressed, they're not even thinking straight. Because any clothing they're going to put on this nifter will eventually be going to be cost osir bano. So anybody that's there that has any brain, it shouldn't go li'ibud. Rashi even used an expression, ein hashoves aveid gadol mizeh. Anybody that sees how the parents are Nebuch temporarily, you know, deranged and they don't know what they're doing, shnel chapera. So what do I see l'chayder from this? That has mona la milzi. Because if it's mona milzi, maybe it's already too late. As soon as they put it down on the nifter, I was already mazmin for these purposes. Maybe it's already too late. By the fact that it says you can be matzel is a chayder right to rova that has mona la milzi. Everything Gemara has to mishum marayu. What do you mean mishum marayu? Says Rashi that this is not even deemed to be hasmana. They're doing it like we said before, never because they are so embittered and they're so Nebuch in grief. Bitoch tzaren says Rashi at the top. Hein oisin came vein zu hasman. You know, when they sleep over it, and the next morning they'll say, "We nuts! We give away all of our coats and all of our jackets and all the dresses, whatever. We were nuts." So they're just doing him in marayu, and therefore it's not even considered to be hasman.
This was actually more
Maisa, it was Maisa.
Yeah, but we didn't put the... You'll see in a moment, we didn't bury the person yet. It's just initially after the person passed away, within the first half an hour, their initial idea was, let's go and cover the mace with all of these, instead of with blankets, we're going to go and cover him with all of these...
Expensive coats,
articles of clothing. And then when afterwards, and they'll realize it, they'll have tremendous charat. So therefore... Be matzal it before it gets too late. That's tafke if the clothing didn't touch the bed, only was on the nifter. Once it touches the bed, asurin. What difference does it make? Because it touches the bed. You'll see in a moment. Rabbi say, don't jump. About. So once it touches the bed, then it becomes asur. So the chari we see has mona milzi. It becomes by putting it on the nifter and touching the bed it becomes asur. So don't you have a right now to abaya? Tegem ula b'mita nigberes imoy. The mechlefi b'tachrichi hames. We're not talking about the mita in which the nifter passed away. We're talking about now the, as you called it, the bier that we're now transferring from the mita to the mita that's going to be buried with the body. Well, today, what we would call the oroin that's going to be put into the ground. So in that oroin, if the people put their kelim on it, they put their begadim on it, it's not a problem of hazmana milzi that makes them your osur and nisht osur. It's a totally different svar. Rashi says it could be that everybody holds hazmana lav milzi. But over here, there's a special gzeira. What's the gzeira? If I see at the levaya, or prior to the levaya, that the mess is inside the oroin, and I see family members putting their clothing on top of the nifter, and then after that, when they take the oroin and they're ready to put it into the ground, I see the Chevra Kadisha said, "What do you need all these coats for? You think it's so cold during the summer? Take out all these coats and all the rum, and they return it to the malabatim." People are going to say, "Oh, I see that tachrichim of a mess are not osur v'ana. I was at the levaya in Nebuch for Yankel Schmidt, and I see that they took out all these clothing. Aren't these all tachrichim? Aren't these all part and parcel? They should be all osur v'ana." And people are going to assume that they're mutar v'ana. So out's this swara of the chalipin, not because of hazmana, but because of this gzeira that people shouldn't think that it's confused with regular tachrichim. You have this in Eretz Yisrael. When they take, as you know, niftarim in chutz laretz, men are buried with talisim around it. They pass a little talisim, but they go and vikalan, they go and cover with a talis. In Eretz Yisrael, in Yishalayim, especially, and I assume the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they do not bury with a talis. So you always have a problem if they were to go and take the mess from chutz laretz and you put the talis around, then the Chavar Kedisha removes it and throws it on the ground at the time of the levaya. So some people think, okay, I'm going to go and take that talus and use it for myself. Well, you know, it's a good talus. It looks like it's nice and fresh. You got a problem. Because since it was used for the nifter, it becomes either chaser banor because it's part of the nifter's tashmishin, or because of this shayla, this gzera, of mechlefi b'tachrichim esel. So no, all tachrichim you go and use. But you can't go and use tachrichim that was used by the mess. It becomes chaser banor. Okay, Toshima. Let's go back to the tefillin baitel. This is not a sudr that you are reformulating and reprocessing and making a tefillin baitel. You bought a tefillin baitel in the Judaica store, and now you have a kisha soy laniach boy tefillin. Also laniach boy mo'oiz. You can't put mo'oiz. Of course, it sounds already like hazmona milzi. Once you are soy laniach boy tefillin, also laniach boy mo'oiz. He niach boy tefillin, if you put in tefillin, meaning akroi ba'alma, not without any hazmona, then you niach by mois. You take the tefillin out tomorrow, right? Today, I was waiting to get my fancy schmancy embroidered with my name on it at tefillin baitel. I didn't get it yet. So in the meantime, I used some other bag to go and put the tefillin in. So you niach by mois. I take the tefillin out and I put mois instead, since it was not really intended to be a permanent tefillin baitel. Oh, so what do I see from this? I see that if you made a kisla niach by tefillin, also niach by mois. Hazmona milzi is the charaya too. Abaya akasha on rava. Everything one of the same terrors as we gave before. Alibi derab chizda. Eimasoy veiniach by tefillin. Remember we had by the shal of the isha. It wasn't enough that was nos nosay. It was nos nosay vekar chosay. Here eimasoy veiniach by tefillin. It's not only that they made the tefillin baitel for tefillin, but you already used it. The bar mitzvah boy or whoever bought the new baitel actually was mazmanid. He ordered it. It took a month until they put the name on and all the embroidery and it's beautiful. And now you actually use it for the tefillin. Then it becomes oslin. Here by mois, kirav chiz, like Rav Chizda and the Amar Aleph, you have to have both the hazmana and the actual use. Toshima, omar li uman, asay li tikshol sefer, oy nar tikshol tefillin. What are we talking about? A person who ordered from an uman, from a seamstress, a tailor, or whoever is, could be a tikshol sefer, you might need a carpenter. He went to the uman, the expert, the professional, and you say, I say the tik shall say, for make a tik. Tik is more usually thought of as
a sack,
and that could be like the svardim use, that they don't have the ars form like with a mentala, but the real svardim, they have such a whole box that they put a safer in. So something similar to that. I say the tik shall say, oy nar tik shall tefillin, or make for me a tefillin baitel for my tefillin. Achul nishtavish ben, until it's used koidish, until you use it for koidish. In other words, before you put the sefer into the tik, before you put the tefillin into the nartik, mutal nishtavish ben chol, you can still use it. Oh, so this is exactly like Rava says. That is mono la milzi, and that's why you can still use it chol. However, nishtavish ben koidish, once you actually started using it, according to Rav Chizda and Abaye and the Yom Aleph, you'd have to have both. Then he actually was mazmin it, and then we started using it, then also nishtavish ben chol. Also, don't they have a convincing raya from this braisa like Rava against Abaya? Says Yimar, you're right. But Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoi. So until now, we've been struggling with this machlokes between Abaya for Rava, who's right, who's wrong. Now the Gemara concludes, in fact, it's not a machlokes Amoiroim, it's already machlokes Tanoi. Who the machlokes Tanoi? I'm deciding with an braisa. Tzipanzov, a person took tefillin, and this person was a groisa oisher, or maybe he wasn't, but he wanted to show off as if he's a groisa oisher. So therefore he asked, he took it to his silver manufacturer, and he asked, could you do me a favor, please, or it's a gold manufacturer, and he asked him, please, to go and plate it with gold. Boy, will people will see this and show up. Whoo, did you see Uncle Schmidt's tefillin? He has gold on. Guess what? It's parcel. Why is it parcel? Says Rashi, halacha l'moisha misinai. It has to be made out of black oil and not with a plating of gold. What happens if there was some sort of hole or whatever, and he did a taloi? Taloi is a patch, and that patch was made from an oil behemoth tmei. It's possible. No good. What's the reason why it's possible over there? Because it says, it's got to be mutri beficha, and you can't put behemoth tmei beficha, so it's possible. Okay. That's really not negia to us. What is negia is oil behemoth tahoira, ksheirais. The Tanakhama says that Or Behemoth Torah is good for a tefillin box, even though he wasn't ma'abed it. The person that manufactured these batim didn't have it, he didn't do it lishma. Oh, why, even if he didn't do it lishma? Because this Tana says, Rashi, holds hazmona la milzi. Hazmona is limal v'loy ma'irit, so you don't have to do it lishma. when the Sofer writes out the parshias, he buys batim, even if the batim were not ubel lishma, no problem, just put the parshias in, go and sew it up, and it's kusha. Yeah, don't you have to go in ubel lishma? No. Hazmona la milzihi, according to this man, Yom HaZoi Ben Trashi.
How could tefillin boxes not be made lishma? The shape of tefillin boxes are only for tefillin boxes. You can't use it. What do you use it for? For pennies, for coins?
I've been at bar mitzvah celebrations where apparently the people that were celebrating the bar mitzvah had no idea what to do with their money, so they went and bought 100 fake tefillin boxes and they put it out on each table, different sizes, different shapes, to go and show, just like you go sometimes to a bris and you find either 50 teddy bears on the table or you find this railroad thing. I don't think that's necessary al pi halacha for purpose of a bris. Well, you know, people like to indulge themselves. I'm not being critical. So my point is, so the person, there were extra boxes, and he said, okay, I'm going to use those boxes for the celebration, okay. Put it on the table, okay. They look pretty.
Boxes?
Tefillin boxes.
Real?
Not real tefillin boxes. They look like real tefillin boxes.
They made into a tzedakah box.
Well, but the point is...
larger.
Barry is asking, isn't it automatic that they are ibid lishma? Because what else are you making it for?
Well, okay,
you can use it for other purposes too.
Decorative purposes, okay.
Decorative purposes, whatever.
I see made use for the summon.
Sorry?
Shabbos weekend.
Yeah.
Had like a summon in it. Yeah. Right. Boxes.
It looks like it's, okay. It's only a question of how your imagination can go and how much you're willing to use the funds. Shkoyach Mandi. Anyway, is you don't need ibn lishma because has one lability. If Shimon af or because you have to have hazmana, you have to have a yirut sign. When he's going and writing, well, not writing, but when he's putting together the bias, he's working on the bias, he has to have in mind. L'shem, if you ever go to a matzah bakery during the matzah. They scream out every half an hour, L'shem matzah is mitzvah, L'shem matzah is mitzvah. So you have to do it lishma. Good. Zokti Morris, the bottom line is we have a machloikis, not only a bayi v'rova, but a machloikis tanoim, the Tanakama, and a Pshim Gamliel, the gabe, whether it has money, milzi, or lab milzi. Fine. Now, omeli Ravina l'rova. So Ravina is asking a shala to Rova. Mi ikka duchta d'rome bein meis, v'argi beged l'meis. Ravina is saying, you know, Abai and Rova, you had a machloikis. Isn't this more a theoretical, hypothetical machloikis as opposed to a real live machloikis? Why? Because how do we start off the machlekes? You're oirig beged lemeis. We're not talking about lechai. If it's lechai, it's no problem. Even though his intention, he was thinking that you're making. Blah, 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 blah. If after that it was not used for a mess, there was no mess lying here. It was just made when everybody's Baruch Hashem alive. But they made the tachrichim. And then after that, somebody sees the tachrichim and says, oh, I could use this in a play. I can go and put on the tachrichim and we'll make a whole thing and a costume and for Halloween and all that. It's mutter, as long as it's l'chai, there's no problem. It's only l'mes. So now, ask Ravina Rava, tell me, I've been to many levayas in many, many different regions of the country, and every time a person passes away, the Chevra Kedisha always has a storage bin with 12 different types of tachrichen, for bigger bodies, for smaller bodies, for nebuch, for men, for women, all different types and shapes and forms. So, mi'ika duchter, is there a place to romi be'mes that the mess has already passed away? And now, v'argi beged l'mes, and now it's faltan, oh, we need to go and make tachrichim, and now you gotta wait, and now
the
so wouldn't you expect that there would always be finished product of tachrichim in inventory? Amalei said, good gefrekt, but in there are places, you go in shechvi de harpanya, like in harpanya. Harpanya, says Rashi, was a place of aniyim, if you want to go four lines down in the Rashi. Aniyim hoyu, ula achemisa goyven lehen. Unfortunately, the vast majority, or a very large percentage of the people who lived in harpanya, they could not afford tachrichim and funeral expenses. So after the person passed away, all of a sudden the gabur made a big announcement. Raboisai, we have to bury the mess quickly. We don't want it to be halonis a mess. Everybody come and don't give money. We have to run it up. And of course, everybody's heated up by the whole situation. Nebuch Yanko Smith passed away and they have to go and collect. So koivalem organam migodim klushim lachemisa. Godim klushim means very thin garments. They didn't want to waste funds. And the Nebuch, these are a whole bunch of aniyim. So schnell, let's go and be oirik the godim lemes. So, kagon shichvida. Shichvi means people that passed away. So the people that passed away in Apanya, this is a real live situation where they're oirik begel lemes. They don't have a full inventory for these aniyim. Dorish Mareimer Hilchas. Oh, so bottom line is Yamachlikas Abaye V'Rava. Who do you think we're going to pasken like?
Rava.
Why? Because otherwise, Yal Kegam, there'll be a hay in the Yal Kegam, or via Yale Kegam, or something like that. Anyway, so Dorish Mareimer Hilchas Agvosi De Abaye. Rabban Ami Hilchas Agvosi De Rava. Agvosi De Rava. And that's why you don't have Yale Kegam, it's only Yal Kegam. Okay, Tana Rabban. Now we come back to Masechta Sanhedrin, and we're going to talk about Haruge Malchus and Haruge Bezdin. What are Haruge Malchus? Haruge Malchus means people that unfortunately were Moreid B'Malchus. They rebelled against the king, and therefore they took him to Bezdin. Whether or not you need to take him to Bezdin or not, that's not our sugya, but they took him to Bezdin, and Bezdin now is paskening with two Edim that this person, in fact, was a Moreid against the king. For instance, he was Makalel the king. We'll see Mitchum shortly in the Gemara. Various examples.
The Jewish king?
The Jewish king, yeah, Jewish king. So, Haruge Malchus, Nechsei Lamelech. After this person is executed, what do you do with his Nechosim? You go and give it to the Melech. The Melech takes it, lock, stock, and barrel. Haruge Bezin, however, the person, Haruge Bezin, one of the four Mises Bezin, Skil Shrefer Haruge Uchenik, of course, with the exception of
Irni
Dachas, but otherwise, all Haruge Bezin, Nechsei Lyorshin. Okay, the person is killed, but whatever famegan, whatever possessions he left over, that goes to the Yorshim. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, no, after Ruge Malchus, Nechseim the Yorshim. I hold even Ruge Malchus, Nechosim. The king has a right to have this guy killed because he was a Moreid B'Malchus. But that doesn't have nothing to do with the Nechosim. Nechosim remain for the Yorshim. So we have a machloik between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, Legabe, Haruge Malchus, Nechseim the Yorshim, Olamelech. Don't we have the famous story about Noviz HaYisraeli? Who is Noviz HaYisraeli? He owned a kerem right next door to Achav's palace. And Achav looked at the kerem and said, hey, this is gorgeous, this is beautiful, I'd love to go and buy it. He called a broker, they called him Noviz, and Noviz said, it's not for sale. Why is it not for sale? I'm going to give you $1 million for it. It's not for sale. This used to belong to my Zaydin, my Zaydin. It goes all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun. This is in the family. It has a sentimental value. Never going to go and sell it. I'm going to put it in my tzavua. None of our descendants, nobody should ever sell it. Okay. So Achav was not happy. And then Izebel looked at her husband. Achav, why are you so teary-eyed? I wanted that Karen. No problem. I have an Eitzah to go and get the Karen. What's that Eitzah? Let's go and hire Anshe Blial, which means a bunch of Shkutzim. And they're going to be Falche Edim. And they're going to go and say about Novois that he was Mekal, Rachmon Litzlan, Mevorach Es Hashem, and Lahavdal also, he was Mekal the king. He's going to be a Moreid B'Malchus. And we're going to have these two Edom. We're going to take him to Bezin. Bezin's going to go and execute the guy. Guess what? And then we're going to be able to go and take over that Kerem, because a king can take over the possessions of the Haruge Malchus. Psh, wonderful idea. And that's what they did. That Achav went down after Novus, in fact, was killed because of these Achav and Izebel. We know Achav was a very evil king and Izebel was a very evil queen. So eventually he Taka got it. Birusha Lurishtai. Ah, so I see from this that L'choy the Tanakham is right. Harugi Malchus Nechseim LeMelech, and that's the reason for whole plot and all the rest. Amalan, so Rabbi Yehuda gives a very interesting answer. He says, Ben Achi Oviv Hoya. He actually was a Mishpucha. He was the son of the brother of his father, meaning that he was a cousin. V'roi L'Yorishai Hoya. And he, Achav, is roi to be the Yorish. So he didn't take it out Nechsei L'Melech. He took him out Nechsei L'Yorishim, even a Yorish. Achav had many, not Achav. Novus the Israeli had many sons. And obviously the sons come first. So how do I know that Novus had many sons? So you have a very rare Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi, I don't know where they took it from. There's no Pasuk in Dibrei Yomim or anything like that. I don't know where he took it from. Probably if you look, Mendy is probably going to rush to look at it shortly. The Masechtas Brachos, I think it's Daf Lamed, where you have the Gilyon HaShas, he brings 40 or 50 different places to HaShas.
Says, I don't know.
He doesn't know. So he probably brings this one too. But anyway, they found afterwards on the Shas of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he added another 10 or 20 things that the Kilian Shas didn't bring. Not that Rabbi Kiva Egan missed it, but he brings from Midrashim and from Yushalmis and from you know, the Yalkut Ruvainis, Yalkut Shemoinis, whatever, all over the world, other things which where Rashi or other being Mefarshim say, Voishamati, Liadati, whatever. But getting back to our Gemara now, so I'm later Yehuda, but like my Nemar, it says when he covered the Yerushim, Ishtois, he said he was Achiyavim, he wrote the Yerushim, Vali Harbi Banim Hoyulai, Amlehen says the Gemara, Oisiv Yezban of Harag. He, Achav, was Machmir, and not only did he go and kill Novus Israeli, but he killed the kids as well. Shinemar, Imloyis to me, Novus Viz, to me, Banav Reisi. Oh, the Novi is telling to Achav, you're a bad guy, because not only did you cause the domain of voice to spill, but also his children, also us. So there are no children left, and apparently there were no brothers, whatever, and therefore, who's the next in line? The cousins, and that's how he yashin, not because of Malchus, Nichsem le Melech, but Nichsem le Yashim. Rabbanim, what did Rabbanim do? He has a good point. There are no other closer Yashim. We don't mean Banim that were already born. We're talking about future Banim that would have, could have, should have been born, but will not be born because you killed Novus. We had this Gemara before, Lekabi Kain and Hevel, the Demei Achicha, Tzoykim and Adoma, and the Gemara says, what's Demei Achicha?
Right,
the Demei was Adam. He and all future descendants. Another pshat was that he didn't know where the Shom Yoytzi meant, so he stabbed him. Okay, anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so what it says over here, it's made Banim, it doesn't mean Leibidika Banim. The Leibidika Banim, they remained, and they should have gotten the Yerusha. The reason why they didn't get the Yerusha is in the Tanakhama, because Haruge Malchus Nechseyem Lemelech. That's why it says that these two falche Edom said about Novis that he was Beirach, Novis, Elikim, Vamelech, that he was Mekalel, not only the Rabbi Yishlan, but also the Melech, both together. Why do they want to do that? In other words, what do you need the Melech for? Because it would only be the Klola, the Bracha of Elikim, that would be a standard case. Standard. Amisis Bezin. Amisis Bezin, Nechsem Liarshim. And he, the Melech, wanted to go and get all of the Nechasim, especially this Kerem. So that's why we had to go and tell the Edom, say not only the Mekal, the Rabbi Yishlom, but also the Melech. And therefore, it will be Haruge Malchus. Eliman the Yom, and Nechseim the Yorshim. Then Nechseim go to the Yorshim. Lomeli uva Melech. Anyway, it's going to go to Achav, because Achav was the closest remaining relative. Once they killed Novus and all of his children, there's nobody left, and so he's going to get it out the Yorshim. So we didn't need that he was Mekal de Malchus. Enough to go and say that he was Mekal de Moishlem. Let me ask you a question. Elikim Lomali, why do you even need to talk about Elikim? Why don't we only have that Beirach Novois Esamelech? And therefore, if you hold it's because of Malchus, okay, so they have the Melech, and that's Arugim Malchus of Salem Melech. And even if you say it's not Malchus, considered to be Arugim Bezdin, big deal. He's the only Yoidish in the country over here because all the kids were killed. So what do we need Elikim for? To Elefushe Rischa. We need Elefushe Rischa, says Rashi, that the Dayanim, which are faced with such a case, presumably they knew the mentality of Achav, and therefore when Achav was bringing Novos in, that he was Mevorech, then maybe the whole thing is, you know, contrived, construed, it's not really true. But when they heard that he was Bemerech, both Elikim and Melech, that really reached their, they really got furious, they got so upset, they got so angry. And that's the reason why they said both, so that the Dayanim shouldn't think too much of making schusim. And in 10 minutes, let's finish the entire. And that's why they did both Elikim and Melech to get their ire up and to get their anger.
Know that who we're dealing with, that everything is a lie?
Okay, but they saw two Edom come and say about Novos that he was Mavar Hashem. And unless they know about these Edom, that these are liars, Alpishnai made him Yachim Dawar.
Are Dayanim allowed to be intimidated like that? I mean, I thought they're supposed to do things, liberate and Hatzilayda.
It's not that they were intimidating them. When they heard that type of, it's bad enough when a Dayan hears that Yankel killed Beryl. No, Beryl may not have been such a great tzaddik. If you're going to go and say the Yankel killed Chas V'Shalom, someone in the Madrega of like a Chometz Chaim, then you get very, tzaddik Gedor, how could you go and kill that? So it's automatic that your blood starts to boil. So when they say about a person that he was both a king and the Rebbe Yishlo, I can't believe it. What a Russia Marusha. We need to Uviar to Rami Kibach. Let's get rid of this guy. Okay, Mishlam Lan Yom Nechseim the Melech Hain Nechsev. So now we're leaving the Parsha of Achav and Novos, so we're getting now to the Parsha of Yoav. Yoav was the Sar Tzava of David HaMelech, but he did a couple of things that David HaMelech was very upset about. Yes. One of the things was that Yoav killed Abner Ben-Ner, and he also killed Amasa. In later years, when David HaMelech was sickly, then we need to start worrying about a successor and a replacement. He was in favor of Adoniah instead of Shlomo HaMelech. Anyway, David HaMelech could have gone and ordered that Yoav should be executed because of the fact that he was a murdered by Malchus, but he didn't want to. And rather he said to Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo, after I pass on, you take care of it. And in fact, that's what happened. After David HaMelech passed away, Shlomo sent Benayahu to go and kill Yoav. Yoav heard about the fact that he was being pursued and he was going to be killed. So Bayonis Yoav El Oil Hashem, he ran into the base. And he held on to Karnas Mizbeach on the mistaken assumption that since it says by a Kohen that's doing the Avodah, Me'im Mizbechi Tikhen Lomus, that's only if you're down below. But if on the Al Mizbechi, then you don't take him Lomus. So he figured, oh, this is a like a safe haven,
sanctuary.
Like an Ori Miklat situation, a holy sanctuary. Therefore, he held on to Karnas Mizbeach not to be schlepped down to be killed. Okay, Uksiv. Vayoymer, now Benayahu says, hey, Yoav, come with me. I'm going to pass away over here. Meirov, he's going to go, even if I don't get any food over here, I'm going to die of starvation. I prefer that rather than going and being executed. I'm staying here. Okay, so what would be the reason why he would do that? Presumably the reason is because if he's executed because he was married to Malchus against David HaMelech, then Nechsein HaMelech, then he would lose his possessions and his all of his children, all of his famegan, all of it would go to the king. That's why he says, I want to go and die out of starvation, because then if I just die normally, guess what happens? I'll be buried, but all my zechasim will go to the children. So I can understand his mindset, why he did that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to tell me, even the case of Moed Malchus, so why did he insist, I'm staying here, I'm going to die over here? Let Benio take him away, and whatever happens, happens. The chasim will go to Yorshim anyway. Every more lechayisha. He wanted to live another day or two or three. He figured that if Benayahu takes him to Shlomo HaMelech, it's all over. We're done. The same day, they probably go and we're finished. If he happens to be in the Oil Hashem, you know, he'll be able to stick it out another 3 days.
You never know what can happen.
Who knows exactly? Maybe the Bechor Mitzvah should be able to flee.
Somebody assassinate Shlomo.
Who knows? Anyway, so the pasuk in the Nach doesn't tell us about any extended dialogue. It just says Benayahu came in and he told him, "Lo kipay amos." So Rashi says the Gemara is now putting in the dialogue, which is not set forth in the pasuk. Vayash Benayahu es haMelech. So now Benayahu returned to the king. Dov leimar, and he gave him this report. Koy diber Yoav v'koy anani. This is what he said. This is what I said. Amale zil emale. So now says, what was Koy Diber Yoav? What did Yoav say? So we just had that Yoav said, Loi, I'm staying here, could be Omos. But the Gemara is now saying that Yoav had a more extensive message. And his message was to Shlomo HaMelech, Tartali Tavid Bahai Gavra. When you want to go and punish me, meaning Yoav, Hai Gavra is referring to himself in the third party, don't do two punishments. It's like a Komli Bedramine. So what? Ikatlis Lei, if you're going to go and Chas V'Shalom kill me, then Kabol Letusei Delat Yavuch. Then take upon yourself the klola that your father gave me. What was the klola that the father gave? We're going to see, the Gemara is going to go and quote it in another moment. However, v'iloi shavke, t'leku b'dletuse t'lach yavuch. So in other words, you have m'manafshach. If you want to kill me, then you go and take the curse. If you don't want to kill me, then leave the letusa, leave the curse with me. V'yemel ha-melech. So when Shlomo HaMelech heard that, he said, this is the answer. I'm telling you, stay with what I told you before, go and kill him. And that's what he in fact did, when Yoav went and killed Yoav, and they buried Yoav. So what happens as a result? So Yoav had sent a message to Shlomo, that if you want to kill me, fine, but take the klola upon yourself. So the Gemara is now assuming that in fact Shlomo Melech did take that klola upon himself. What were those klolas? I'm Rav Yehuda Marav, klolas Shekila David, Es Yoav, Niskayim Ubezari Shel David. Oh, like Yoav had said. He said, you do one of the two, either put the klolas on me or kill me, but not both. So Shlomo HaMelech took back, if you will, those klolas of David HaMelech, and unfortunately, we're all mekuyim in the future generations of David and Shlomo HaMelech. Where do we find this? Because what was the original klola? al yikores mi beis yoyev zav u'matzoyra u'machzik bepelech menuivu b'cherev v'chaser lechem, that in the beis yoyev there should never be missing. In other words, there should always be a zav. A metzoyra machzik v'pelech means a person that can no longer walk on his own two feet. He has to have a shtekin, he has to have a cane, or maybe even has to have a wheelchair. V'noivu b'cherev, and unfortunately people that are going to be killed at the sword, v'chasar lechem, and people that are going to be so hungry, they're going to have to go and get alms and food from other people. So unfortunately, all of these were now mekuyim, not with Yoyev, because Yoyev was killed, but they were mekuyim in the family of David HaMelech. The descendant.
How you transfer?
Klola.
Yeah. I'm not in the Klola transfer.
No, was,
I know how to do it. Wire transfer.
Yoav, and now Yoav is saying, no, then you keep it.
Exactly. Yoav says, you know, your father already gave me the. Your father already gave me this heavy duty curse. So if you want that to Makuyim, fine. And then take away the Misa. But if you want to do Misa, it's not fair that I should have both Misa and the curse. That type of idea, you know. I did what I did. I deserve to get one punishment, not both punishments. So where do we see the kiyum of all of these clawless in the future descendants? Zav me Rechavim. Rechavim, of course, was an enikul of David HaMelech, the Siv. The Melech Rechavim, his amitz lalois b'merkava lonis Yerushalayim. He strengthened himself to go on the Merkava, this chariot, to flee Yerushalayim. Uksiv by Zav Tziv Chol Merkav Shirkav Olav Hazav Yitma. So you have Merkava and Merkav, which is like Gzeri Shava. Rashi says it's not an emistic Gzeri Shava. Number one, it's not the same word. It's Merkav Merkava. Ishkeferach. But number two, because this pasuk of Melech Rechavim is a pasuk in Nach, and Gzeri Shava would be in Chumash. So therefore, Rashi says it's really an asmachta. It's really not a drasha. So, but bottom line is Zav Merkavim. How do I know Mitzayim Muzio? Muzio was a Melech. Tziv that Uzio didn't want to just to be Melech. He wanted all the power. He wanted the power. He wanted to be a Kohen God also. He didn't want to just be president. He wanted to be the Congress. He wanted to be the Supreme Court. He wanted to be everything. Somebody can you think of a president like that? Never. Anyway, this is Mishnah Pasuk. Of Cheskase, Gov Aliboy, Ad Lahashkis, Vayimol Ba'ashem Alikov, Vayovel Eichal Hashem, he went to the base of Migdash, Lahakter Al Mezbeach HaKtoiris. You have no business doing that. A Kohen does that. A Kohen Gadol does that, but not a Melech. Uksiv, as a result, Batsiraz is Orucham and Mitzchoy. Oh, so we see it was Makuyim, the Tziraz. Machzik Bepelech Mi Osa. Osa was a king. Uksiv, Rakli Esik. Now, Osa, Yicholes Raglev. He wasn't able to walk properly on his legs, and he needed Takashtekin. A Machzik Bepelech. What was the Cholis Raglev? Yomer of Yudah Merav, Sha Ochsoi Pudgora. What's his Pudgora? Rashi says, in French, they call it putgora. I don't know what putgora is, but the art scroll says it's gout. G-O-U-T. Baruch Hashem, I don't have gout, but I know people that do, and they say it can be very, very painful. And therefore, it wouldn't allow him to walk normally without using a shtek and a cane. Omri Marzuta, braid of Nachman, Rav Nachman. So Marzuta, the son of Rav Nachman, said to Rav Nachman, hey, Chidomi, can you tell me how painful this is? Omri Rav Nachman says, kimachad b'basar achai. It's if you're taking a needle and sticking it into raw flesh. Ay, ay, ay. Vayti mor mino, yada, how did Rav Nachman know? So Gemara gives three answers. Unfortunately, he had gout and he knew how painful it was. He didn't know, but his Rebbe taught him, Chevra, you should never have gout, but you should know it's very painful. As he was learning the Gemara and learning these Tzukim in Tanakh, he's wondering to himself how bad his gout. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him a special message from Shemayim to tell him that it's very, very painful. Okay, the pasuk continues on Noifu Becherev. Who's near Becherev? That's Yoshio. The chesiv it says by Yoshio a Melech. Vayiru the Melech Yoshio, and they went and shot him, and then Nebuchadnezzar became like a sieve with like 50 or 100 bullet wounds. It wasn't bullet wounds. It was instead
sword wounds,
or it was arrows. But anyway, Noifu Becherev. Good. That is good. That was like the Yom Revi Amarav. Taki Mor says she also called Gufa Kikavra, like a sieve with all those holes. The Chaser Lechem. That was the final one in the pasuk. Yichoni by Yichoni. The chesiv Baruchase Aruchas. Tamid Nitnolai. Nitnolai means he didn't have enough money for his own arucha, for his own meal. He had to be supported. Rashi said by Nebuchadnezzar, but I'm sorry, the Shas said not Nebuchadnezzar. It's really Evel Meroidech, who was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. Anyway, we see how potent this David HaMelech's curse was. That's why people have an expression. Taha Luta Veloite Lata. that you should go and bay, look at the top Rashi. If somebody chas v'sholom curses you, obviously you feel very depressed and distressed that somebody cursed you. Be happy, but don't be like a mekalel. Why? If a person curses somebody else, unfortunately, very often it will ricochet and boomerang back on the mekalel. So rather be happy with being from the cursed and not from those that curse others. Asiu liyoy v'dinay, dinay, and from here, continuing on, Mitchum, tomorrow, further about this whole story with Yoyf. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Same Zach, you mentioned Zach.